Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran continues to arm terrorist groups in and around Israel, even as Iran ratchets up its radical rhetoric in the Middle East. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, let me get right underway with everything that's happening between the United States and Iran. Iran is focused really on the West Bank or Judea and Samaria and Israel. Iran determined to arm the Palestinians there in the West Bank. What do we know?
Well, Jimmy, we had on Friday, again, rioting in the Gaza Strip, 6,000 or so Palestinians, some of them hurling objects at Israeli soldiers across the fence, and incendiary devices, the same sort of thing that's been going on. But, of course, when it concerns Iran, our concern is the missiles, the rockets and missiles that they're supplying to the Palestinians. We talked about that last week. We've had confirmation from Palestinian leaders that Iranian-made missiles were used in the last barrage of nearly 700 rockets a few weeks ago upon Israeli cities and towns, in which a few people were killed and others wounded. And we have, of course, Hezbollah on the north that's even more massively armed. And, Jimmy, this week the Israelis held their largest military exercise ever in their history, they said. And it involved every ship, every airplane was at one point up in the air. The warplanes were all airborne. The soldiers were all participating in exercises as if combat was taking place. And this was, as we expect in a real war, this was a two-front exercise. They were mainly in the north, where the main threat is from Hezbollah and its forces, but also in the south along the Gaza Strip. And, of course, out at sea off of the Gaza Strip and off of the coast of Lebanon. In all of those cases, we had the major exercises going on. Well, this was an unplanned, we didn't know about it in advance. It was obviously called to coincide with the escalating tensions in the region.
David Dolan with details on the arming of terrorist groups in and around Israel and what looks like preparations for a Middle East war. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. War preparations are at a high pace as Iran continues to arm its proxy terrorist groups in and around the Jewish state of Israel. As Iran arms Hamas in Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon at Israel's northern border, these radical terrorist groups join Iran to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. The Iranians have been using that phrase for years now, and it was foretold in Psalm chapter 83 and verse 4. Present-day activities seem to be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...